been fortunate enough to be part of a team trying to answer what I think is an important clinical question. And the question has been, do African Americans have higher A1Cs than whites? And if they do, why? It's been a controversy for probably the past decade or so. And I've really been fortunate to be part of a network called the T1D Exchange, where if you're a clinical investigator and you have a clinical question like this, you can just pose it. And there's a network of 80 clinics and a coordinating center to help you answer that question. So the question we posed was, if African Americans have higher A1Cs, and that's been shown now in many studies, it's higher, 0.8, 1% higher A1Cs in African Americans than whites, why is that? Is it because they have higher blood sugar levels? They just don't have access to care. They don't use technology. They have other social determinants of health. They just have higher sugars, and therefore their A1C is higher. Or do they have sugars that aren't so different than whites, but at a given glucose that's the same, they glycate or they attach glucose onto the red cell much more aggressively? So we needed to answer that question. No one has adequately answered it. There's been a lot of opinions, but no answers. So what's the best way to answer that question? The best way is to use continuous glucose monitoring for 90 days, the whole period of the A1C. A1C reflects the past 2 to 3 months. So measure the blood sugar every day, 24 hours a day, for those 3 months, and compare the average glucose in whites to their A1C, compared to the average glucose in blacks to their A1C, and see if it's different. So that's what we did. 10 centers, 208 patients, 104 blacks, 104 whites, age 8 to 75, and we looked at that correlation between average glucose and A1C, blacks versus whites. So what did we find? All right. Number one, we confirmed that blacks have higher A1Cs than whites. In our study, it was about 0.8% higher A1C in blacks and whites. Other studies have even shown higher, 1%, 1.5% difference. So knowing that, then we answered, I think really for the first time, we showed that blacks actually do attach glucose onto their red cell more aggressively or higher rate than whites. So what was that difference? For a given blood sugar that was the same in blacks and whites, the blacks attached glucose on about, they elevated their A1C about 0.3% more than whites. So if an African American had an A1C of 8, the equivalent A1C for a white with the same glucose would be 7.7, 0.3 lower. We noticed that if you had a lower A1C around 6.5%, that's the A1C range for a diagnosis, the difference between blacks and whites was about 0.2% A1C. If your A1C was very high, which unfortunately we still see in type 1 diabetes, if your A1C was 10, the difference was about 0.4, maybe 0.5. All right, so that was conclusion number one. There is a higher glycation rate in blacks and whites. It's real, but I think it's relatively small. Then we wanted to answer whether that glycation, excess glycation, was also seen in other proteins in the blood, like albumin, fructosamine. Would those levels be elevated in blacks compared to whites? And the answer was no. They didn't glycate those other proteins at a higher rate than whites did. So that's second conclusion. If researchers are interested to sort out this excess glycation in blacks, then they should study the red cell. They should study hemoglobin, not study other proteins in the blood. And then finally, in this study, after showing that blacks have higher A1Cs, there is a small but real excess glycation, then we looked really across the whole A1C assay and the average glucose. And what we were struck with, it wasn't our original finding, but we confirmed this sort of in the spades. We saw that there was a higher difference in the average glucose in the A1C, even within a race, within blacks, within whites, there could be much as an 80 milligram percent difference for the same A1C. It was much greater than the difference between races. So that leads us to the implication that maybe as a group of people taking care of individuals with diabetes, we should be looking at blood sugars and paying much more attention to them to individualize care than just the A1C. A1C, great marker for risk of complications. But knowing the blood sugar is what we need to do if we're going to make management decisions. So in the end, it was a great effort, a relatively small question. I think an important one. African Americans have higher A1Cs. About a third of that or a half of that or less is due to excess glycation. The rest is too much glucose in the blood because we haven't given adequate attention to their care. And we need to sort this out and continue looking at blood sugars to personalize care.